Hello, Terry Lee Cooper here. Thank you for joining me. If you are listening to this blog post as opposed to reading it, I'd like to call your attention to the fact that negative thinking in this respect is in quotation marks. Just be aware of that if you're not actually reading the article. We use the term negative thinking and positive thinking quite a bit. We throw those terms around a lot. But what I'd like to do is lead you down a bit of a different path when it comes to this type of thinking and give you something a little bit different to think about. What we're looking at here is choosing progress over complacency. And so I want to share some thoughts with you around the benefits of negative, in quotation marks, thinking and choosing progress over complacency. I'm ending the article, and you will want to go to the text portion because there are a few questions for you, and I'm hoping that you'll take some time to consider those questions. So I've come to believe that while positive thinking has its place and can feel good, negative thinking does a better job of helping us face reality. A little focused exploration of what is not going well for us can be useful. We often need a little negative reality check to get us moving in a new direction. The truth is that when we start consciously making new decisions and taking better actions, we empower ourselves to become the confident CEO of our lives. Who doesn't want that? When we live outside of our potential, we let ourselves and others down. Now, this is an extremely heavy burden for us to carry. We've all been there. To cope, we numb the pain of our failures in a multitude of ways. And as you're listening to this, you may be thinking about some of the ways that you numb the pain of your own failure. And failure is a pretty tough word, but sometimes it's a fair one. Now, as human beings, we work hard to avoid pain. We can be very creative at setting up what I call ways of being and what I refer to as cow paths when I'm working with people. These ways of being allow us to distance ourselves from the truth of our inadequacies. And again, inadequacies is a pretty tough word. But stubbornly holding on to positive thinking is a common strategy that we come to use as a way to deal with the pain of our failures and our inadequacies. And you'll understand this as you continue to listen. But ultimately, this ensures that our tomorrow will not be any different than our today is. We often think that someday things will change. Every now and then, we take a half-hearted stab at trying something new. We've all been there. Then we end up back in the same old dissatisfied place. We may offer ourselves trite positive thinking platitudes to reduce the pain that comes with our lack of progress. We need to progress in order to be happy. That is a fact. But the truth is that things do not always work out. And things are not as they are meant to be, and we do not attract good things into our lives by simply being positive. That is the positive thinking that we hold on to, that things will work out, that things are as they are meant to be, and that we can attract good things by being positive. This becomes a strategy for us, and it keeps us stuck. But there are no do-overs. Time continues to march on whether or not we decide to choose progress over complacency. Our greatest commodity is our time. I would say time and energy. Yet every day our time is slipping away from us. The old adage that if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there is apt. It's true. But even more significant is the fact that the longer we aimlessly travel down the wrong road, positively hoping that something will change, the harder it becomes to take a new turn. And that road is what I refer to as the cow paths, our ways of being. The more we continue down that path, making use of ways of being that do not serve us, the more stuck we get, the more rutted we feel, the harder it can be to make a change. It's true that we all have challenges. We can convince ourselves that we are no worse off than others within our circle of influence. And I think we all do this. But this is a form of warped positive thinking. But we find some comfort in identifying ourselves with the masses. It allows us to excuse our lack of progress. However, having the same chronic problems that our inner circle has doesn't put us in a very exclusive club. Now, we can't create something better for ourselves unless we first wake up. In many ways, we live our lives in robotic mode, doing the same thing day in, day out. We sleep through our days. But we need to take stock of where we are, even when this feels like negative thinking. This could be hard to do when we have lulled ourselves into complacency and developed ways of being that numb the pain of our failures and our inadequacies. Again, that's a hard thing to look at, and they're pretty tough words. But before we can create a compelling vision of the future and begin setting realistic goals, we need to be willing to question whether positive thinking is actually keeping us stuck. We need to have a hard look at ourselves. As I discuss in the complimentary workbook, we need to be honest about where we are in order to close the gap. Only then can we decide whether we are motivated enough to create something better. Time will continue to pass by, whether or not we commit to choosing progress over complacency. And eventually the time will come for all of us when we'll look back at our lives and ask, did I fulfill my potential? There will be no do-overs. So stubbornly holding on to positive thinking can create huge obstacles to our progress. It can cause us to see our lives through rose-colored glasses that warp reality. A solution-focused life begins with an honest assessment of where we are now. This can be extremely painful. However, we can't chart a new course without taking those rose-colored glasses off. I want to be clear that a negative reality check is not an excuse to dip into despondency. It's not intended to make us depressed or to make us feel anxious. A negative reality check really should be seen as a launching pad to begin to ask what else is possible. Creating something better for ourselves begins with an honest assessment of where we are. Glossing over reality with positive thinking can result in staying stuck over the long haul. I have just a few questions here for you to consider, and I encourage you to set some time aside to sit down and do a little bit of writing. Number one, has positive thinking kept you from honestly assessing your life? Are you using some of those phrases like things always work out, or things as they are meant to be, or if I'm positive, I will attract good things into my life? Has this become part of your mindset? Two, has positive thinking resulted in you becoming complacent? Are you sitting on the sidelines of your life? What's changing? Are you experiencing some of the same challenges today that you had last year? If you have the same challenges as last year, there's a chance that you have become complacent. And complacent may mean simply that there are tools and strategies or mindsets that you haven't taken the time to learn yet. Three, what could be different for you if you chose progress over complacency? That's a big question. And one of the challenges for people is creating that vision. Often the vision, honestly, is too big. In order to make changes, we need to take action. And those actions need to feel manageable. Number four, what does any of this have to do with building self-confidence and a greater belief in ourselves? Thank you for joining me.